This is Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by Aaron Thomas, the head coach of the Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball team. As they finish up the game here in Denver tonight, they fall just a little bit short, 63-48 is the final. Coach, just some initial thoughts about the game tonight from you.
They were the tougher team won. Unfortunately, Denver was way more ready to go than we were. I didn't have to do a very good job getting us ready to play tonight to come out like that. They were just quicker to every loose ball. They hurt us on the offensive glass. They were just way more aggressive. Our guys showed some good fight the second quarter and even into the third, but then the fourth, we kind of got back to standing around. They were, again, the aggressors, and gave way too many offensive rebounds, had way too many just unforced turnovers, and we just weren't solid. So we got to go back, look, and starting with the coaches, the players, we got to get it fixed because we got a big week coming up.
And, you know, if you're willing to share, what was kind of the conversation there at the end of the first, as 4 points in the first quarter, slow start, but that second period, it looked like the Falcons really turned it up a notch. What was going on the bench that got that going?
We switched the zone. They missed some shots. We got some defensive rebounds. We didn't turn it over, so that helped. And then we finally made some shots. The first quarter we had some decent looks. They just didn't go in. But giving up too many just offensive rebounds, that even in the second quarter, a couple times we were on a good run, gave them, they would get a bucket here where we just couldn't put it all together. Third quarter, we were able to build a little bit of a lead, but didn't sustain it again. It was second chance points or a loose ball we weren't able to come up with.
And Coach, just kind of turning the page on this one, putting it to bed, looking ahead to next week. What's your thoughts there as you go into that week of games?
Yeah, we've got to get back to playing how we did prior. We're going to have a really good practice on Monday. We go to Hudson, who always, they'll be well coached. They'll have a good plan. They'll try to limit what we're doing. And then East Marshall's a really, really good team on Thursday who's undefeated. They shoot it. They spread you out. We're going to have to guard. And then our rival, Dyke New Hartford, and it doesn't matter what the records are, that's going to be a dogfight. So we have a huge week, and Monday's got to be a good practice. And we just got to get back to being who we are, being tougher, the tougher team. And if we do that, we'll be okay.
Coach, some of your players here tonight, Tyler Wedeking had 14 points, Wes Shirk coming up with 12. I just kind of want to give you a chance to maybe shout out some of your players from tonight's game.
Yeah, we didn't shoot it like we had. Wes had been sick for 3 days. He hit some big shots for us tonight at critical times to get us going. Tyler, 14, but didn't shoot it as well as he had been, and he'll bounce back because he'll get in the gym, and that'll bother him. And, they did a good job. I thought we could get more in the post than we were able to, and that's a credit to Denver. And like I said, the can't turn the ball over as much as we did and can't give up rebounds. And we'll work on it and bounce back. It's a long season. It'll be tough for anybody to get all the way through the NICL undefeated this year.
The three ball kind of got working there for Shirk to try to get some momentum back. What was going on there that opened up that perimeter?
Yeah, they were really sinking. When Tyler had the ball, they were really sinking on the help side in the post, taking that away. And we finally, moved the ball a little bit. And Wes stepped in, shot it with confidence, shot it in rhythm, and it was good to see the ball go in.
Is that kind of the strategy, I guess? A lot of teams, it seems, this year, they're trying to single in on Wedeking there. And what does that do for the other four on the floor?
Yeah, until we get Benny back, it does make things very different. Even for Tyler, it's a lot harder for Tyler because now he is that focal point of the defense. And, our other guys have been doing a good job playing within themselves, playing their roles. And we just still got to get – we were more stagnant tonight. They really got up and pressured us. So we'll go back, watch the tape. We know we got to get more movement. We're going to have to be a lot more solid offensively.
And you said next week you have Hudson. Have you had a chance to look at them on film, or what do they look like heading into that game?
Not certain. We'll get in, watch film this weekend, and come up with our plan. I know Coach Leonard will come up with a very good plan. They got a really good big kid inside who's only a sophomore now, but really nice player. He'll probably lead them, and then honestly, I don't know their other personnel yet, but we'll dig into that here on Saturday and Sunday.
As you turn the page to next week in practice, what do you got to get back to in practice to get this team back on the track?
We will defend, and we will rebound, and we're going to have to work on some hustle. If we don't play hard, we'll run a little bit. But these guys will bounce back. They didn't like it in the locker room. I know they'll be ready to go. They'll come out, they'll compete, and we'll get back and we'll look forward. Everybody will be excited, looking forward to playing again on Tuesday night.
Coach, any final thoughts as you wrap up this game with the Cyclones, and any other final thoughts about next week?
No, just a big week coming on. You can never get too high, too low, but you know, we know we got to improve, so I look forward to the guys, and I know they'll bounce back, and look forward to Monday, get back to practice.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. That's Aaron Thomas, the head coach of the Appleton Parkersburg boys. I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports.
Thank you.